Failure is not an option.
What difference at this point does it make?
Nobody said it was going to be fun.
This is Real Talk, a fearless, poignant, and intrepid show where truth speaks louder than words. This is Real Talk with your host, Audrey Russo.
The shame, not of this world, so we live on the run. We keep our eyes set, on what is to come.
It happened before. It will happen again. It's just a question of when.
Time's a luxury we don't have.
Hi, everyone. It's Carrie Lake. You're listening to Audrey Russo on Real Talk Radio.
Welcome back. If you're just joining us, this is Audrey Russo, and you're listening to Real Talk. With completely open borders to our south, are we moments away from catastrophic terror attacks? And is it too late to correct this breach of our national security? Well, we're going to discuss this and more with my next guest. For my new listeners, Lieutenant General Thomas McInerney, USAF retired, was the former Assistant Vice Chief of the USAF and Director of the Defense Performance Review, reporting directly to SECDEF and the Vice President when he retired after 35 years active duty in 1994. His many positions in his 35-year military career include four tours in Vietnam, Commander of Alaskan Air Command, Alaska NORAD Region, and Alaskan Command. He's a frequent military and intel analyst on TV and national radio, including the Fox News Channel, and he's a member of the Citizens Commission on National Security. It's my great pleasure to give a Real Talk welcome back to Lieutenant General Thomas McInerney. Welcome back, Tom.
Thank you very much for having me, Audrey.
Oh, it's always great to have you with us. And so we're going to jump right in on this. Tom, you wrote a great piece on a very critical situation. Recently, SecDef Lloyd Austin warned Congress that if lawmakers fail to pass more aid to Ukraine, it very likely will lead to U.S. troops on the ground in Europe. Now, I don't know. Is that an ultimatum? Because that's what it sounds like to me.
That's what it sounds like to me, Audrey, and it is stunning that the Secretary of Defense would say that, and I'm sure he cleared it with the White House, but they're trying to, I just don't know what they're trying to do, because they ought to treat each one of these bills separately.
Right.
And what do I mean by that? I mean, the Israeli bill should not depend upon the Ukrainian bill, and the border bill should not, I can understand why the House is using that for leverage on the Ukraine, but what I don't understand is why they need more money on the border. They ought to lock down the border, period. You don't need more money to that. And so I'm troubled somewhat by that kind of understanding. No more illegal aliens. They all go back.
Yeah.
That's the way President Trump had it. That doesn't require more money. And
no. No, we have the military. Why not? This is an invasion, right? Am I right? I mean, these are not all asylum seekers. These are, I mean, Venezuela let them out of their prisons to send them over here. You know, I mean, violent criminals. So this is an invasion. Doesn't that, isn't that enough to put our military on the border?
Absolutely. And shoot to kill.
Yeah.
Close it down. This is not East Germany where they're trying to get out. These people are trying to get in. And the Democratic Party led by Barack Hussein Obama, this is all his thinking. He's let in 8 million people now, at least 8 million.
It's more than that, yeah.
It's more than that.
Yeah.
And the fact is, this is a violation of the Constitution, and it's treasonous activity by Barack Hussein Obama and Joe Biden and all the minions supporting them, Mayorkas, et cetera. This is a violation of the Constitution and our laws.
Yeah. They don't
care. American people are not absolutely livid about it and fuming and demanding a change. It's because the mainstream media is supporting the Barack Hussein Obama Biden administration.
Yeah.
They are complicit. They are complicit from the day that they supported the stolen election in 2020.
Right.
And that's why it's important that we look at that election.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. And audit those six battleground states. Lord knows we've said enough about it on your program here, but it goes back to that. And then all the treasonous activities, from the deliberate surrender in Afghanistan to open borders to giving up energy independence to critical race theory to the deliberate inflation of the dollar, all these things are treasonous. And they must be held accountable, Audrey.
Yeah. See, I think that, well, 100%. But I think the problem here is, here we're watching them violate the Constitution in dangerous, like this country has never been vulnerable this way. They are doing this, as you mentioned, intentionally. And yet the people that we are paying to stop them, to be the stop sign, to be the, I don't know, the blockade, they're doing absolutely zero and allowing this to happen. And it's understandable why some Americans would say, well, why bother voting when this is what happens? They steal our elections. Then the people that we think we're putting in there to stop them do absolutely nothing, but still collect a paycheck, by the way. Because if you and I would be so brazen as to do what the Republicans are doing now, which is nothing, we would be fired from any other job. Isn't that true?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And their margin, let's face it, their margin is narrow.
Yeah.
And here you have some members of Congress that are not going to vote for an impeachment action.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Investigation.
Yeah. Well, they are specifically helping the Democrats do this to us, aren't they?
Correct. They are complicit.
Yeah. Yeah. Some people just don't realize that there were actually people that, first of all, didn't steal the office, like Donald Trump and like Ronald Reagan, who really loved this country and were actually doing their job trying to protect it. And Ronald Reagan had something called the Reagan Doctrine, which we at least respect it. But I'm not sure that the Republicans anymore in Congress, at least the majority of them, do not respect it. With Democrats are trampling all over it. Could you explain to the listeners who may not know what that is, what the Reagan Doctrine is when it comes to national security?
Yes. I was in active duty as Reagan promoted me to general, major, brigadier general, major general, and lieutenant general. And I'm going to make it very simple. Reagan's doctrine was fundamentally peace through strength. And that's the doctrine that Donald J. Trump adopted in his 4 years. And what does that mean? Well, I'm keeping it simple. Ronald Reagan said, we win, they lose. That's communism. And what we have is Barack Hussein Obama, who was brought up by a Marxist. His parents were Marxists. And so he had a Marxist ideology that he snuck through his 8 years. Mm-hmm. But fundamentally, they are bringing the U.S. military strength down. They are destroying our power, which is economic power, Audrey. And all these things fold in to the Reagan doctrine, which made us the superpower in the world. And that's what Trump had us back on that path. Unfortunately, because the 2020 election was stolen using our technology,
yes,
Chinese Communist Party is the one who elected the six battleground states. And that's, of course, what we have in the new book that General Valley and I have put out called Invisible Treason in America. We discuss. And the reason I go back to that is,
yes,
because it put in this unconstitutionally elected government that titularly is headed up by Biden, but is really run by the puppet master, Barack Hussein Obama. And Biden, I mean, everybody can see from anything he does, it's a daily miscue from whether he can get off the stage, whether he can quote a number, whether he can talk, or whether he falls down on the stage. The fact is, he is a doofus.
Yes.
Yeah. He is not running the government.
No.
And all the things that I mentioned briefly, the unconstitutional acts that he has instituted, are all Marxist-driven to destroy our superpower status. And he's done a good job at it.
Yeah.
And that's what the Reagan Doctrine is, the exact opposite of Biden-omics, everything that this administration has done, all under pulling the strings by the puppet master, Barack Hussein Obama.
Right. And, well, I have to say that Obama, of course, he's a Marxist communist, and as you mentioned, raised that way. But he's no genius for sure. I mean, every time they took the teleprompter went down, he started speaking like a dribbling idiot. So you know, he couldn't put a sentence together. So who else could be behind him? I mean, they're using him. Soros, yeah.
Soros is there.
Yeah, there's got to be others too.
And then the others. I mean, you've got the people that these billionaires made their money, and they are supporting it as well as the World Economic Forum.
There you go. That's it.
And unfortunately, our Pope is even involved in this, I believe.
Yeah, well, he's always been a communist. I mean, that's what he is. So, and you've seen the way he's spoken out, and he's spoken out against Israel too. I mean, he's a numbnuts.
Exactly. I mean, he has these socialist views and thinking of one religion in the world.
Yeah. Look, gee, that sounds familiar.
Islam is not a religion.
No.
It is an ideology.
Boom. There it is. There it is. Yeah. Well, he plays dumb. He knows. He's extremely destructive. But he's not, you know, he may be in the place of a pope, but he certainly is sticking his nose where it doesn't belong. But then again, doesn't every communist do that? You know, I want to talk about our border again. It's no surprise our nation is living with a ticking time bomb when it comes to our open borders, thanks to, as you put it, O'Biden and his peeps. But Tom, with Chinese nationals, Muslims from all over the Middle East and Africa, and known terrorists on the active terror watch list, Venezuelans released from prison sent to the U.S., and all of the aforementioned are men of military age, not families. How close are we to a catastrophic attacks on the civilian population in America?
Well, I think that we're on the verge of it, Audrey.
Yeah.
And in it is an effort that I think to take down our nuclear deterrent with the, under Obama, these container missiles were shipped into the country and they could take out our missile fields as well as our bomber bases, and we wouldn't see them because our radars are looking over Russia, over China, over Pakistan, those threats, North Korea, for the targets, not over the United States.
Right.
And so they aren't pre-positioned over the United States. And that's what worries me so much. You don't hear much about it. The FBI should have ferreted out these container missiles that came in. And I just heard about it recently. And that's what worries me, because that takes away our nuclear deterrent. It doesn't take away the sea-launched ballistic missiles, but that's only one-third of our deterrent. It does take away the SLBMs that are in port, because they would be hit, again, with cruise missiles fired from within. And all these Chinese that have come in, all these other foreigners that have come in, and you just see what we have seen from Israel, the absolute protests, the large numbers,
yes,
that of young people that do not understand, and the amounts of money that Qatar and Mideast countries have put in these universities,
yes,
to include Catholic University and all these other universities, and they have spread the ideology of Islam. Islam is not a religion of peace. It's not a religion.
No. No, it's not. We've talked about that since 9/11 a great deal on the show about how it is an ideology. It covers everything. It thinks it's a supremacist ideology, thinking it's above others. And we have imported these. I mean, look at them. They're not American, and they are preaching genocide in our streets. And then, of course, I'm sure you saw the Ivy League presidents of or deans or whatever the case may be. I believe it's presidents of like Harvard and such, that are anti-Semites and had no problem until they were called out for it, preaching their anti-Semitism. I'm beyond stunned and offended that I cannot believe we're living in a country, America, that which stood for freedom. We have anti-Semites at the top of academia and throughout the streets and all over college campuses, and no one is saying anything. They're not stopping them. I mean, this is pure genocidal hatred.
It is. We've never seen anything like this.
No.
It was a Judeo-Christian nation. And in Obama, he said he's going to change America as we know it. And he was the one involved with importing and letting all this investment come in. And, of course, the universities, you know, just suck it up. And then we had the way we are funding college students with U.S. dollars. And that in itself is just money for the universities. So they let all these liberals come in. They're dominated by liberals. They're not liberals. They're communists. They're Marxists. And that's what they are. And we've got to realize it. Critical race theory is a Marxist ideology. The Green New Deal is a Marxist ideology. And so to disrupt us, all the issues on skin color, that's what critical race theory is. Skin color has nothing to do with the merits of a person's personality or his knowledge. Has nothing to do whatsoever with that. Yet that's what they're pushing. And you saw those three university professors,
right,
from University of Pennsylvania, from Harvard, and of course from MIT. Three very prestigious universities. And they were clueless. They were an embarrassment. One has been fired, although she keeps her tenure there. And the other two should be.
Yeah. One of them, as a matter of fact, she found out she plagiarized her dissertation. So these people are really unbelievable. Unbelievable. You know, this is, I don't even know where to go with this, because you can't just fix this and you can't put a Band-Aid on it. This is something that, you know, Gramsci, the long march through the institutions. Look what he's done. It was very successful here in this nation because they did it through the universities. I mean, look at it. I mean, you had Jewish students hiding in a library, afraid to come out because they were basically want to kill them. And the condemnation wasn't there, not from in the media, not from nothing. No one condemned it.
And of course, that attack on 7 October was deliberately funded by the Biden administration when they took off the restrictions that we had on Iran selling its oil.
Yes.
When Trump left, they had $4 billion in reserves. They're now up to $80 billion, and they were funding Hamas as well as Hezbollah. They're funding the Houthis, yeah. And they're creating all this problem, these problems in the Middle East. And when it looked like the Israelis and Saudi Arabia were going to become part of the David Accords, that was another rationale for the Hamas pushed on to, by Iran to do what they did on 7 October.
Yeah.
But they didn't attack the military.
No, of course not, because they're afraid of the military. Yeah.
Attack people. Yeah. Innocent people.
Innocent people. That's what's frightening, Tom, that you have people in this country, and it's not being condemned, that are celebrating what was done to, and the brutality is beyond imagining. I mean, it's like, it's nightmarish. But yet they're denying it ever happened, and the ones that are not denying it are celebrating that it happened to innocent, unarmed civilians. But that's okay, right? I mean,
yeah.
That this country would do that is such an abomination. It really is. I am still in shock that our country has gone in this direction to this degree. Are you?
Absolutely. Look, we have no choice. We have got to face this right now. That would be like when 9/11 happened, that we had all these universities protesting in support of the hijackers.
Right.
That's what it is when they're supporting what happened in 7 October. And last night, and I forget which program I saw it on, it was on Fox, they were questioning students at Harvard and MIT in Pennsylvania on genocide and what's going on over there and 7 October. They were clueless. They said, well, I need to know more about it. What do you need more to know about?
Right.
The babies that were put in ovens, the women that were repeatedly raped. Hamas stopped the exchange because those women, they couldn't identify. They're probably already dead through the brutal, vicious treatment that they were given. And that's why they couldn't continue the truce that they had over there,
right?
Because they couldn't identify them. And mm-hmm. The Israelis are doing just what must be done, and the Gazan people must accept it because they voted them in.
Yes.
And they've been supporting them.
They have been. They have been, Tom. Where can the listeners follow and support your excellent work, the work of CCNS, order not only the book that you wrote with General Valerie, America's Endgame for the 21st Century, but the brand new book, Invisible Treason in America? Where can they do all that?
Well, they can get Invisible Treason in America on Amazon right now, and they get it for $7. We've got a sale going.
Wow.
Because it's important that people understand what happened in the 2020 election and what's going on. And you can get CCNS.org, Citizens Commission on National Security, where this segment will be on, along with everything else that General Valley and I do. Of course, a lot of it we put on General Valley's nonprofit. And so that's where you can get it from me. And I urge the people to get it's only about 135 pages on Invisible Treason in America. But the founding fathers never foresaw this. They couldn't
foresee
where you would have two presidents that have been deliberately committing treason and one ex-president who is actually running the government. That has never happened before in our history.
No. No, it isn't. It's shocking. But listeners, you know, you're having trouble with maybe family or friends understanding what's going on. It couldn't be a better price, and it's just in time for Christmas. You'll get it before Christmas. The Invisible Treason in America. And of course, I will have links for everything, including the book, in my after show, which is now on the live show page. Just go to AudreyRusso.com, click on the on-air button, and right under the show description, you'll find all the links and info that the general just shared. Thanks so much, Tom, for sharing your brilliant assessments with us. Will you join us again on the show? Yes?
Absolutely, Audrey.
Excellent. Until then, may God bless you, your work, and may God save America. Bye for now.